Welcome to Optimize Your Retirement, presented by Higher Ground Financial Group. This is the radio show and podcast dedicated to helping you navigate common financial challenges on the path to a successful retirement. Tax attorney Daniel Rasby and his father Raz have a passion for guiding people towards financial freedom by helping individuals understand and reduce the three biggest retirement killers: risk, fees, and taxes. Now, let's begin. Here are your hosts, Daniel and Raz.
Well, welcome back, everybody. This is Daniel and Raz at Higher Ground Financial Group.
RiskFeesTaxes.com. It should be your favorite mantra now, RiskFeesTaxes.com, because you want to pay less of those so you're going to have more of your money.
Go to our website, RiskFeesTaxes, and schedule a meeting to talk to us and find out how we can help you save money on taxes especially. But we're going to talk about income for retirement today. And there's an interesting article I saw, and this, it was a number of years ago in the New York Times by, I believe, a Nobel laureate, Richard Thaler. And he told this story. He said there's two people retiring. One of them has he worked hard for his employer for 30, 40 years, and he's got a great benefits package. And when he retires, he's going to have a pension for the rest of his life with inflation increases and everything, and it's going to be guaranteed. He's never going to run out. This is something that your parents may have had, because it was very common back then, pension.
And many people are jealous about their friends that have pensions and they don't have pensions.
Exactly. So he has got a pension. So, and then somebody else who's retiring also in the same year, he wasn't so fortunate. He doesn't have a pension, but his employer helped him put money into 401k. So he's retiring with this big fat 401k. And the 401k is going to be now his nest egg. He has to live for the rest of his life on that. But the second guy, Let's call the first guy Bob. Bob has the pension, and the second guy's Bill. So Bill doesn't have a pension, but he's got a 401k. And the 401k now has to generate income for him for the rest of his life. But Bill has a number of decisions he needs to make. How much can he take out? Where should it be invested so it's safe? If he takes out too much, is he going to run out? How long is he going to live? What interest rate does he need? How much is inflation going to be? All those decisions Bill has to make that Bob doesn't have to make.
Right.
Bob's got a pension. It's going to be there for the rest of his life. Now, which one of these people do you think is going to be more happy in retirement, more fulfilled in retirement? Most likely, Bob with the pension.
Yeah. In fact, there's been several studies that have shown that if you have guaranteed income for the rest of your life, you live a healthier life, happier life, less stressed life. And so pensions were really actually prolonging life. And now that people don't have pensions, it makes it harder.
And so, you know, there are methods to buy pensions. So Bill could also take his 401k and purchase an aftermarket pension.
You mean I can buy a pension? And my company didn't provide it, but I can buy one?
You can buy a pension. Now, everybody loves the idea of a pension. And this article was showing that if you call it a pension and you provide it by the employer, everybody loves it. And everybody who doesn't have one wants it. But as soon as you use the other word for it, which is a synonym called annuity, oh no, now nobody wants it. And the article in the New York Times is very interesting. It was called The Annuity Puzzle. And it is a puzzle. And a lot of advisors have a hard time figuring this out too, because there's this widespread perception that annuities are bad. You should never have an annuity. But pensions are good and everybody loves pensions.
Yeah.
They're the same word, particularly if you're talking about income annuities rather than growth annuities. So an income annuity is the same as a pension. So why does it have this stigma? Why do everybody hate the idea of annuity? But they still love pensions.
Well, I think there was a lot of marketing against annuities because financial advisors, investment advisors didn't want money going into annuities because they lost control of those and they couldn't make money on those. And the gentleman who wrote this article is Richard Thaler. And you guys can look him up. He's an amazing guy. And
I think he was the president of the American Economic Association, rather. He's got a number of
Nobel laureate.
A lot of credentials. And it's a very interesting article. You can also look it up. It was on the New York Times. It's called The Annuity Puzzle. And why is it? It's a psychological thing. It really is, because it's not based on math. Mathematically, there's nothing other than a guaranteed income annuity that's going to provide that certainty and that that promise, that income that you cannot outlive. Right. There are other plans that might help you get there. You may or may not have more or less money. But the only thing that is certain is going to be some kind of pension, some kind of income annuity. And I talked to somebody else, another client the other day about this, and she's like, yeah, but I don't know anybody that's got an annuity. Why are none of my friends doing this? So that it's weird to get to buy an annuity if none of my friends have annuities.
Do you know anybody that has Social Security? That's an annuity.
Exactly. So if almost everybody you know aside from some very limited circumstances, pretty much everybody has access to Social Security. That is an annuity. That is a pension. And so I don't think it's quite fair to say, well, I don't know anybody that's got an annuity, so why should I want one if nobody else is doing it? Everybody's doing it, and people tend to like their Social Security. People tend to love their pensions. So you don't need to be afraid of annuities. You do need to be careful, especially since if you're one of these people like Bill that I talked about that has to decide and figure out for themselves, the company did not decide for him on the pension. So you do have to be careful to get the right one and with the right company that's got the right features and the right guarantees. And you don't have to do it alone. You can find somebody that specializes in that. But don't be afraid of the word annuity. And it seems like there's a phobia. A phobia is an irrational fear or something, right? There's a phobia of the word annuity, and you don't need to have that.
And Daniel, one of the great things about this is if you have a pension, right, it's going to be taxable. That's just the way they are. You can't change it. You can't fix it. You can't do anything about it. It's going to go to your taxes. But if you do your own pension through an annuity, you could avoid some taxes long term, couldn't you?
Yeah. So if it's cash money that goes in, there's something called an exclusion ratio, potentially with a SPIA that you can. Some of that money is always tax free. If it's even better would be if you use an IRA for an annuity, then you can convert that IRA to a Roth, and now it's tax free, and all the income coming out of it is tax free. And I said this to a client the other day, and he's like, even once the account value reaches zero, the income coming out is still tax free. Yeah. Yes, it is.
Isn't that amazing?
So I heard somebody say once, you know, what's the best thing in the world is guaranteed lifetime income that increases for inflation. What is the only thing better than that? Tax-free guaranteed lifetime income that increases for inflation every year.
Absolutely.
So if it's tax-free, that's the best strategy. And if you have a 401k, it can be converted to Roth.
So really, you know, people are stuck on the old pension. The old pensions were great. They were great. Now we have the new pension 2.0. that you can actually avoid or minimize taxes. You can really build it yourself and make sure that it meets your needs as opposed to somebody else controlling it and doing things with it. And it doesn't mean all your money has to go in there. You're going to have some of it to take care of your income needs. And in fact, a good friend of ours, Tom Hegna, has written a book called
Paychecks and Playchecks.
Paychecks and Playchecks. And what he does is he recommends, hey, bifurcate your money, make some of it into a paycheck, which is an annuity, which is a pension, and the rest of it into paychecks, which it grows and you have more flexibility and ability to grow that. So there are lots of opportunities. Don't let the word annuity frighten you. I know, you know, there's a lot of things out there. Well, it's insurance. One of the things Daniel likes to say is you just got to
you don't have to love the insurance company. You just have to hate them less than the IRS.
There you go. So if you really love the IRS more than the insurance companies, then we can't really help you. But we want to save you money. And that's really what it comes down to. If we can save you money and make your money grow better and
give you more peace of mind, less stress in retirement, if you have guaranteed lifetime income, it'll be, you know, a lot less stress. Now, if you're listening to this program and you're saying, well, I am one of the lucky people, I actually have a traditional pension, whether you work for the government or one of those legacy pension plans and some large corporations that still has it, great. I'm glad you do. So you may not need an income annuity, but don't be afraid of the word annuity. Because there's other kinds as well. There are some growth type accounts that are guaranteed to not to lose that you can have access to. But one of the reasons that some of those myths about annuities came up, and I think
it's an insurance company. Insurance companies want to rip you off. That's not really true. In fact, one of the funny things I found is the first company that Warren Buffett bought was an insurance company. Why? Because they're stable. They have money. They're designed to help you in times of need. That's what they do.
Also, you know, there's some misconceptions. A lot of people assume that an annuity has very high fees. Well, for an income annuity, a guaranteed income annuity, first of all, it's not usually as high as people think. And sometimes there are no fees in some of these annuities. But the fee doesn't matter as much if it's the income you're getting is net of fees, right? So if you're guaranteed, you put $1 million in and you're guaranteed, say, $60,000 every year, again, that's an example. It may or may not be the same for you. It depends on the age.
Could be 70, could be 80,000. Doesn't know.
Whatever the amount is, you know, let's say it's 60,000. That's 6% guaranteed every year. And that's after any fees are taken out. So if this is for your lifetime income, the fee is not as important. Now, if it's a growth annuity, something that you're going to be parking and leaving and not touching for a while, then yes, fees are very important. We want to help you find one that doesn't have any fee or is as low as possible. But not all annuities have high fees. There are some older kinds of variable annuities that do have very high fees, sometimes even 3 or 4% every year. And that can really eat away your account over time. So we do want to, when you are looking at an annuity, that's one of the decisions you should be making is how can I find one with as little fee as possible?
And risk, because with variable annuities, you're still taking on the risk. And there's some, what they call RILAs now, that are a combination that limit your downside risk, but there's still downside risk.
Exactly. So go to our website, riskfeestaxes.com, and schedule a meeting with us. We'll be happy to discuss with you about pensions, about annuities.
Hey, you know what?
Ease your mind.
If you have the gag reflex and can't say annuities or can't say insurance because you start gagging, we'll just call it a private pension. It's the same thing. So talk to us about a private pension for yourself and don't even worry about annuities and insurance companies.
Exactly. So it's just very interesting article. So again, that the other article that we were talking about is the annuity puzzle, and it's on the New York Times. It's by Richard Thaler. And Keep that in mind and spread the word. You know, you can be an advocate for change in this wide misconception. It is, I laugh every time I think about it, that it seems like everybody loves pensions and they hate annuities. But
one of the things that you want to think about also when you're talking about the private pensions or annuities, right? Interest rates make a big difference. The higher the interest rate, the better the option you have, and you're locking the insurance company in for a long time. So instead of you thinking you're locked in, you're actually locked in the insurance company with a much more favorable interest rate for yourself, just like you were doing a mortgage the opposite way.
Yeah. A few years ago, you might have gotten a mortgage at 2.5% or 3% interest, and it's a 30-year mortgage. That means for the next 30 years, the bank is not allowed to change those terms on you. You could pay it off if you want, but the bank—
Why would you?
Why would you? But the bank is not allowed to change those terms. Same thing with an annuity. If you buy an income annuity, a pension annuity, those rates, those income that are promising you, that's guaranteed for your entire life. Even if you live to 120 years old, they'll keep paying you. And if you get a joint one, then you and your wife together can get—
But damn, what happens if the insurance company fails?
Well, if they fail, and they do it every now and then, insurance companies fail, then their assets are bought by another company. And the new company who buys all the assets, they have to fulfill those same contracts, same contractual guarantees. So I'm not aware of any annuity company that has not paid the promised—
Any annuity contract.
Any new
The company might go out of business, but the contract stays in effect, and you also have a secondary option in the state.
Yeah, there's some state associations that they pull some funds to try to help us in case it's ever needed. But
it's never been needed.
Again, the annuity companies or insurance companies are some of the safest companies out there, and you want to make sure that your retirement money is safe. So it is important to look at ratings and strength and stability of different insurance companies. But lock them in. Now is the time. Interest rates are very high relative to a few years ago. So take advantage of that. Get your high payout, the great private pension that you can get from this income annuity contract, if it's going to be needed for lifetime income for you. Go to our website, riskfeestaxes.com, and you can schedule your free call there. Again, this is Daniel and Raz at Higher Ground Financial Group, and our website is riskfeestaxes.com.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Optimize Your Retirement. To take the next step and receive personalized guidance tailored to your specific financial situation, schedule your free call with Daniel and Raz from Higher Ground Financial Group. Visit riskfeestaxes.com. That's riskfeestaxes.com. Or call 888-263-HGFG. That's 888-263-4434. We look forward to hearing from you.
Any examples used are for illustrative purposes only and do not take into account your particular investment objectives, financial situation, or needs, and may not be suitable for all investors. It is not intended to predict the performance of any specific investment and is not a solicitation or recommendation of any investment strategy. Higher Ground Financial Group does not provide securities investment advice. No part of this program should be construed as advice to buy, hold, or sell any security. Any mention of securities is incidental and for educational purposes only. Legal and tax advice provided through Higher Ground Legal Incorporated, pursuant to signed retainer agreement, if applicable.